Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name's Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Jerv. Merry New Year to everybody. I hope y'all had a happy, safe holiday. We're going to get into what everybody did. We're also going to talk about Kendrick Lamar being, quote, the greatest rapper of this generation, according to the failing New York Times. We also got some other shit. We got a lot of shit, man. This, my man, Young Thug, man. This shit's going all bad for him. But first, I want to remind everybody, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are signed up. Make sure you are a member so that you can get all the perks, like the overflow episodes, like the OG podcast, the watch alongs, the Discord. I could go on and on. Just make sure you do it. Just do it, man. It's a new year. Go ahead, man. Make yourself happy. You also get this whole episode all at once as opposed to bit by bit as we've been doing here the last month or so. Anyways, let's start with the topic at hand, New Year's Eve. I'm in New York. I came out here. My cousin had a house party, so was there, hung out with friends and people I ain't seen in a while. It was great, man. It was exactly what I was looking for out of a New Year's party. I, for the, you know, zillionth year in a row, I hold to you, there's no better New Year's party than a house party, man. Like, you can hold on to the clubs. You could definitely hold on to that Times Square bullshit. Restaurants, all that shit. Like, man, nothing like a house party, man. It's just, there's a comfort level there. It's a safe space. What did y'all do for New Year's?
Jarv, you can start.
Oh, thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you, too. I didn't do shit. I went to my boy's crib. He had,
so
like,
you did something.
I guess it would be like
like that's
which is what everyone says. I'm like, I didn't do shit. I went to my boy's crib. Oh, well, you did something. He had like a, it would turn out to be like a couples thing going on. So I was like there solo dolo.
There was
no memo.
No real memo, it just shakes out that way. It's New Year's Eve.
That's it was heavy couples vibe at my event as well, man.
Plus, my guy is married, so like, no disrespect, but like, I'm not going to his crib like thinking, yo, it's about to be in the building. Like, no, I know what I'm walking into. But you know, it was chill. I busted everybody's ass in some card game that his wife had, and you know, talked my talk and went home. You know, had a lot of libations, heavy in the tequila yesterday. Tequila seemed to be the heavy rotation yesterday, and I had a very good strand on me or two. So I was straight. I was home by 1:15, out like a baby.
Damn. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't play that shit, bro. I go home. Yo, like what I don't even like
start?
Being out. Like,
what time did you start?
I got to his crib probably around like 9:45, 10 o'clock-ish.
That's good, man.
So yeah. I did a little three and a half hours at a crib dip. You know what I mean? I made my appearance.
Trey, what'd you do?
So kind of similar. I mean, I think we all were on house party vibes a little bit, you know. Pulled up to my man's spot that's like down the street. The game happened to be on. I don't really watch college football like that, but that was a good one. And it was honestly like, it was so kind of stressful for New York. I mean, well, East Coast.
Hell yeah.
You're trying to watch the ball drop. You're trying to get that. And the field goal for the game winner is about to happen at the same time. And it's like, would you think that the broadcast would put a little timer to the top right corner of your TV so you can see? So we had one person, checking the time, and then everybody else glued to the TV watching the game. So I'm like, huh, okay, should I be the person to be looking at the clock or should I be watching the game? And I was actually watching the game because I mean, it's not really that big of a deal, but it was funny because I was around Philly people, and that was cool because I like Philly people. Shout out to Jerk.
You was around Philly people?
North Philly dudes, right? And they was telling me about
North niggas.
Harbin Marison.
Oh,
don't
okay.
say his name. The boogie. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Hold up. Oh, I'm just putting to it. Bro, we had the same conversation at.
Oh, because his son. Because his son won't... plays for.
Yes.
Can you say the entire? Can you say his entire son's name?
What's no, the
I'm
point?
Just, I'm don't just saying, say his name, I guess. That's the story.
But his son, if it's his son, like, can you say his son's name?
Son went to my high school. Son, first play that I saw.
His son. He can't be.
That's his son.
Marvin Harrison. And it was crazy of me because, like, again, we're all from like some area that has, you know, some type of crime, some type of instance. They did not say this man's. I don't even know if he know these people exist. They did not say this man's name. They was like 88. No. Harvin Marison. The boogeyman.
Boogeyman, bro. That's the motherfucking boogeyman, bro. Nobody.
And they were telling me about him. They were telling me about his bar that he had. Yeah.
His bar is in the
dead,
North.
Dead smack in the hood.
It was in North. Never heard. Listen, I'm not in the mix with anything, but you know, every now and then you hear what's going on, right? I've never once heard of any problem at his bar. You know why? It's the fucking boogeyman, and everybody just, y'all have asked me about that man on this pod plenty of times, and I have never once said that man's name, and I never will. Great, one of the greatest to ever do it, though.
There you go. All right, moving along.
Respectfully.
That's what happened. And yeah, didn't do any libations things. I forgot about that, honestly. And then ended up at the club.
Oh, that's right. You don't drink.
I don't drink. Man. So, this whole stretch was sober, which is interesting because, again, not used to being like around. But it was no one like that was like overly drunk where I'm just like, ayo, get yourself. But the craziest thing that happened, bro. I'm coming back. It's around 2:30, 3 a.m. I mean, I'm on Broadway. I'm at the light, and I happen to look left, bro. No, to my right. Mm-hmm. Somebody in the bodega is getting their ass beat by the bodega people. Bro, that shit looked like a movie, bro. Like, it was five of the Habibis just bam, bam. Then I seen a stick. And I'm like, no, the Uber driver, everybody just watching at this point. Like, oh, I couldn't believe it. That was like a real New York thing. Oh, and also, I'm waiting for the Uber. And this white lady, she's faded. I don't know if she's on drugs or drinks. She comes up and she's like, why does everybody go to this club? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just here. This is East Village is a better spot. You can get in free. And I'm like, that's cool. You keep talking to me. I'm just waiting on the Uber. Mm-hmm. This black dude comes and just palms up her ass. Oh. Right? And just says, yo, let's go. He just grabs her, pulls her arm, and just drags her down the street, bro. And she's like trying to fight it at first. And then he was like, I got the money. Now, if you had the money, then I'll be going with you. And she slid.
Wow.
And I was like,
wait, this is what the shorty said?
This is what dude is saying to the girl.
Random ass black dude, bro.
Oh.
But they were older. And like I said, I don't know if they were like fiends or what, but like that shit, it was just such a crazy night that I was so confused. Because again, I guess being sober, you see all that shit. Like you're so aware of every single thing. And I was like, this is a weird night. Like, I understand people were having fun, people falling over. I've never been that type of drunk. But I'm just like, it's cold too, by the way. It's cold. And I'm like, there's a lot going on. I need to go home.
Last night was cold to you?
Yeah, it was cold.
I was surprised, man.
Jerf, I'm not going to be on some.
You were cold to me?
I wasn't. I was surprised. It was like,
oh, okay.
It rained most of the day.
It was raining like a bitch, though. Oh.
You know, it was trash out.
You got to look at it in the situation of like, being on the East Coast has manipulated our brains to thinking 40 is warm. It's still cold. I don't care. It's still cold. 40s and 50 degrees is not warm, Jerv. Stop normalizing that shit.
Hey,
stop normalizing
it. Brother, 40 and 50 degrees is the perfect Nike Tech weather
in the world, weather-wise, bro. You know what I mean? If you're not in Miami or you're not in Arizona, Phoenix, I don't want to hear about warm.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Yesterday I went out and I was like, oh, I thought it was gonna be colder. This is actually not bad. So then today I went downstairs to go get a sandwich. And it's like, I'm like, oh, I don't need to put on my hoodie. I just went down with like a long sleeve shirt. Man, I was so fucking cold, man. It was 2 minutes. Saying. 2 minutes. I was like, God damn, man.
I said you was riding off the high. You was riding off the high off everybody else too.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. If you see everybody else not wearing a coat, you're going to be like, I'm wilding.
Niggas had coats on last night?
Coats, man. There were people that had coats
on. I had a trench on last night, bro.
Whoa. No, you know, I feel like you would have had a trench on regardless, man. Like, regardless of the weather.
Yo, this is a non streetwear situation.
Yo, what was I gonna say about? Oh man, so here's some crazy things. So when I started the night, I went to brunch yesterday with a friend and like got drinks, and then so I came back to my room and I was like, you know what, man, I don't think I'm gonna be drinking like that tonight. I might have a little champagne at the ball drop and a couple of drinks, but that's it. So I showered, I got in bed, I took a nap. I was like, let me get a nice power nap in here. Took a nap, woke up, got dressed, left my hotel, and on my way to like catch a cab to go to the shit, like I felt like a little bloop, and I was like, nah, man, I'm good. So I'm waiting for cab, and like cab passed me by, and I'm like, damn. And then and I'm like, you know what, man, just to be sure, let me head back to the hotel. Walk back to the hotel. When I'm waiting for the elevator, all of a sudden that shit, like, oh, come on, man. Yo, I start doing the little dance in the elevator. I got to my room, and a nigga knew. I stripped butt-ass nigga because I knew, man, this had to be a naked dump. Sat down, brow, that shit was like, blew that shit up, got done. I had to shower all over again, man. I was like,
oh, my God.
But it's like, I kept thinking of what if that first cab had stopped? My ass would have gone to the party and been like, oh, hold on, where's your bag? That shit would, yeah, man.
Yo, having to take a smash at the party / club, mm-hmm. Yo, that's a.
Oh, I like.
Ooh, that's a crucial decision you got to make.
It came out, I knew like this would have been disastrous, bro. It was. Watery, it was frothy, it sprayed, ooh. Man. I was like, God damn, man.
So this is why I love having a bidet. This is why I love having a bidet. Because when I go to these hotels and I'll be so stressed because again, I've been in those type of moments where the food just was not working with me. I've been in those moments where I'm like, this is a shower. This is a shit shower situation because you do not want to be grown and streaking. You do not want to be grown and have the runs.
Grown with streaks is ass.
And that's the thing. It's so funny because it's like you could say, oh, I wipe properly. You got some white underwear, you're still going to get caught.
I'm going to tell you what, first of all, who has white underwear?
White draws, that, yo. That's psychotic in 2023, my G.
White polo draws, nigga. Be here forcing it.
Oh, I thought you meant like the tighty whities. No, white polo draws, that's wild. I don't think they sell tighty. They still sell them, Jones?
Yes. Yeah, there's a community, my nigga. At Target, don't front on the niggas that wear the tighties, man. They still
should be at Target.
They still doing their stuff, bro.
Nah, you gotta get the boxers briefs, yo.
Of course. But go ahead, so. You end up getting this,
So take care of my shit.
Mudslide.
Yeah. Shower up again. Like, get dressed. Go out there. And I get to the party, and I'm like, man, I'm not drinking like that, man. Motherfucker was like doing shots of Casamigos. I'm like, I'm not doing all that, man. I had a little mezcal on the rocks and shit. I'm sipping that shit. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to finish this. This will be it.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
And then, like, the night kept going in, like, did shots again. And I'm like, come on. I'm like, just do one shot. I'm like, all right, one shot. And what started at, like, I'm talking about, like, up until, like, strong, like, maybe 10:30, 10:45. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to drink that much tonight, guys. And then, like, this shit just whoop, skyrocket, man. Next thing you know, mezcal, I had vodka. I was doing drinking the champagne. Then the more tequila shots, and then we went to a club afterward, and I was like early, I was like, I don't think I'm going to go to the club. And next thing you know, we at the club, and bottles are coming out. I'm like, oh well, I guess they're bottles. So I started drinking vodka Red Bulls and shit. Is that at 4:30? I'm like, you know what, man? Like, I need to go home, man. I'm like, I got radio at 10 o'clock. I don't want to do this shit, man.
Yeah. How many Red Bulls?
I had one. No, I didn't have one. I had two vodka Red Bulls. So, but you know.
Oh. What's a, you said a Moscow mezcal or whatever?
Mezcal, it's like tequila, but it's got this smoky thing to it. I mean, I'm not an expert, oh, okay. But I actually like it a lot more than tequila. I find it more smooth than tequila, so I'm kind of.
But the liquor base, bro, in it is tequila.
That Sin Coro.
Is that a mezcal?
Oh, this that rich,
the Michael Jordan shit. I think so. Bro. I don't know if it is, but niggas been on that. Niggas been telling me. I don't know.
Tell you, if you want to try mezcal, I'm gonna give this two. One of them is called Illegal.
Okay.
And then the other one is called 400 Conejos. I might be okay. Saying that incorrectly, so don't get your ass whooped. Nigga, what you calling me?
Yeah, that's another thing.
400 Conejos or Illegal. Either one of those is really good, man. So shout out to Set Free, by the way, Set Free's wife was the one that put me on to the 400. So that was dope. But yeah, man, it was a cool night, man. I'm gonna tell you what the weirdest shit is. The weirdest shit is we walk into this club and I saw no less than four people that I knew from somewhere else. I'm just like, what? Hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, you know, just chilling or whatever. That was weird. Like, I didn't expect to see that, which I guess, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, it's New York. What are the odds you run into someone you know, let alone multiples? And then on the other hand, I'm like, well, I mean, it is, I don't know. It's a club on New Year's Eve or whatever. But it was cool.
I was going to say, can I be honest? I missed y'all. Not podding for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, damn, it felt like almost coming, like missing therapy sessions, you feel me? Because, again, not only, shout out to Cousin Bruce. Cousin Bruce always checks in. He says, man, I refreshed the feed. Nigga, where the pod? I said, niggas had Christmas. He said, I refreshed the feed. Nigga, where the pod? I said, well, nigga, New Year's. Man. Cousin Bruce, we back. Shout out to
we
Cousin
back,
Bruce.
Baby.
Niggas, we back, Cousin Bruce.
Yeah. Like, listen, bro, he was so stressed about these nod to pods. And I'm sure everybody else needs the pods because it's a part of, when you got something a part of your rotation, routine, or your routine,
yeah. Yep.
it throws everything off. And it's like, yeah, bro, we regular humans. And we got to take time off. And also I was off too, because I had to, you know, I had the family stuff and, oh, hold on. Let me turn this off. Forgot about this, bro.
What?
Didn't get a chance to talk about it. Your What's boy. That? Hold on 1 second. Get this.
He look like Tyrese and goddamn, not Tyrese, Ludacris and.
Your boy got honored.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Shit. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. That's right. You had the event in Compton. It was like a job fair for creatives. Yeah, a bunch of different people represented out there. You had panels, and you got honored by the mayor of Compton. So talk about that experience, Trey. Like, what was that like? You know, the logistics. Did it turn out the way you wanted it to turn out?
So, anytime you putting on an event, right? I don't know if it's just me or anybody else, but you get that type of anxiety as if you're throwing a party and you want to make sure that people show up. Because right. You don't know. Niggas can say, I'll be there. And they don't come. Or whatever, right? And it was such a long-ass day. My day started at 6 a.m. I had to let some workers in. Shout-outs to the beautiful workers of Compton. You know, coming in and moving chairs and doing all these things. And then I had the food vendors come in. And you know, that shit didn't start on time. Black people shit, right? It started like 15 minutes late. But my mom was there super early. So she kind of was in the way. I'm like, just sit right here and chill. You're going to be all right. You're good. You're VIP. Here you go. Her, my auntie, my two cousins, and her new baby. So they got like front row seats and stuff like that. We kicked off around 11:30. And the mayor's there. She spoke. I spoke to the crowd. And then we went inside, and Maxine Waters pulled up. And that was a big deal.
The Maxine Waters?
The Maxine Waters was there.
Oh, wow.
She pulled up. She spoke. You know what I mean? She did her thing. And then we kicked off the panel. And I thought, like, you know, kind of explaining what we did and more so trying to give some inspiration about these careers that aren't seen. You know what I'm saying? Again, shit with podcasters. And a lot of people, I mean, I guess when you're watching it on YouTube, you now know that there you can make money. But like 10 years ago, we didn't know we were like going to monetize this into some situation. So just kind of highlighting all the creative stuff and also showing people that there's creativity in everything. I think my favorite panel, I had Concreates. And Concreates are an ad agency created by ex-convicts.
Oh, wow.
And they were telling their story about like how talented these, you know, these people in jail are using their imagination to do shit. Mm-hmm. So you telling me like I can't create a brief, you know what I mean? Talking about it's stressful, I need this turned around in like a week, when it's someone who's robbed over 120 banks.
Jesus.
That's real strategy. You know what I'm saying? That's a strategist, honestly. Like how they broke it down
You're not doing that like rolling out of bed. Just like, all right, let me rob a bank today.
There's like a lot really of planning and execution in there.
Yeah,
exactly. So the planning and the execution translate that energy into an advertising, you know, statement thing. And they had like this cool idea. And they've been hiring ex-convicts ever since. So, you know, everybody that's been following the pod knows that my mom has, you know, had some run-ins with the law. I introduced them to my mom. So my mom potentially might be doing the same type of work I'm doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's
cool.
So it's kind of
crazy, bro. Full circle moment, bro. But it was just super helpful, man. And then towards the end, because I don't want to spend too much time on this, but towards the end, we're like saying our, like, you know, gratitude for like staff and people that came out, and hopefully that it was helpful. And the mayor basically gave me the, you know, the City of Compton proclamation. And it's like the second highest honor besides the key to the city.
Bro. That's what's so up. Did you like, know that was going to happen?
I did not. I did.
Like, so it was a complete surprise when
Doug, I cried. I didn't even know. I don't even cry, bro.
Bitch ass, like, nigga.
You know, but it was a cool moment. You know what I'm saying? And here it is. On behalf of the mayor, Emma Sharif, and the city of Compton Council, we would like to commend you on your commitment and contribution to the city of Compton by partnering to host the Compton Creative Career Fair. As a former resident of the city of Compton and former Compton Unified School District student, your vision and dedication to provide opportunities for residents seeking opportunities in the creative industry is to be commended. The city of Compton would also like to express our gratefulness for your desire to stay involved in your hometown and shepherd the next generation of creatives. The mayor and city council and 98,000 plus citizens of Compton would like to thank you for showcasing to the world the excellence that comes from the city of Compton. So
that's wild, man.
Wild as shit.
Congratulations, bro.
That was a bit overwhelming, but pretty tight because, again, I love my city. And that was cool to be recognized by my city and a mayor. Because, again, a lot of people, and I don't know why I thought it was kind of a sweet moment, but, like, again, I didn't know people don't be meeting their mayors or actually even having conversations like that. So, like, people from my city was bugging out that they was talking to the mayor.
Yeah, man, like,
wait, you just thought the mayor just be chilling? Like outside chilling, know, talking bro. To the people?
Nigga, had you ever met the mayor before?
No.
All right.
I knew who they were, but like,
mayor is like Secret Service and shit type shit, depending on the city.
You yeah, mean. But I mean, I just didn't know.
Like you just not pulling up to the mayor and being like,
hey, let me holler at you.
That's fair. I just didn't look at it like that. I got the mayor on the phone, like in my phone. So like, I didn't look at it like any big deal. Like, I'm like, you know, just like, cool.
That's a light flex.
Yeah, sure.
That's the life flex for 2023. That's so 2023 of you, my brother.
That was my first bar of the year. But yes, so my next goal is to kick this off year two in next December. Mm-hmm. And then also hopefully I'm doing something with mental health for athletes, like post-play. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like after your career's over, what are you going to do next? Because that is the main thing. And
go ahead. You know who you need to get with on that?
Oh.
Prim.
Prim Serbipat. I'm with it.
That's what she does. Listen. That's her whole thing is like she getting her graduate degree in that. You know, she's a former athlete. Obviously, she was a high level tennis player whose career was derailed by knee injuries. And so she had to figure out, like, well, what am I going to do with my life now? Like, imagine, like, you thought you was going to be on the tour with, you know, Lindsay Davenport and all them, you know, competing against them. And then next thing you, I mean, like, Andy Roddick, like, her and Andy Roddick grew up together and shit, went to the same tennis academy. So, Matt, like, imagine you're thinking, like, this is going to be my life. I'm going to be one of these people, travel, whatever. And then, like, she tore ACL, like, 7 times in a row or some shit like that. Yeah. Next thing you know, she's like, she had to, like, become serious about college and get a degree and she ended up in broadcasting and all that. And so, you know, now she's getting a graduate degree and, that's the whole point of her podcast, which is about like talking to athletes about the next chapter, like what happens after
definitely tapping in with her. Yeah. I mean, cause that's the main thing is like the mayor put me to the side and she's like, it's a kid right now that's at Cal and he has something going with his heart. And now he can't play and he's struggling. And I'm like,
right, yeah.
Like, not saying like we've been there, but like, I get it. And like, most people that's in that situation don't see the next
couple years
down the line.
My whole life was about this thing. And now you're telling me, you know, it's not like I got to go find some other shit to do. That's a tough conversation, man. Tough conversation, even if you were successful at doing the thing that your dream was, let alone someone who had their dream snatched from them. So that's tight, man. That's dope. Yeah. Is there anything that like anything funny that happened? Like you, like Jesus, like other than like starting a little.
My mom, you know, my mom, bro. She's a life party, bro. You know, because again, I'm so like overprotective of her too, like, bro. But my mom is just like a, you know, when them kids where you like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick, and you're like, what is she doing? My mom gave VIP access to people that were just attendees. Like, I had just like stickers.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, you want to eat? And I'm like, no, it's not for them. Like, I'm like, that's not for them. That's for the panelists, bro. Like, I've got catered food for the panelists. Everybody else has to pay.
Ooh, what was the spread?
It was like ribs. It was like greens. Damn. It was, you know, it was the whole shit, like fried fish. Like, they were good, bro. You know what? That's the whack shit about throwing an event. You're so pulled. I didn't eat nothing. I was everywhere, bro. I was on camera constantly. I was on stage constantly. I was making sure everybody was straight. By the time shit was over by 4, I was going to the airport. I literally was eating in the airport by myself with my little plaque. And this lady was like, you're from Compton? Thank you for your service. It was just tight. Because it was like she was reading my shit while she was getting my order. And then I was like, this is like funny because I did all that and didn't eat none of that food. But like now I'm in the airport eating some like random ass pasta fusilli.
Hey,
and
Jerv.
This shit was probably $40.
I said, why is Trey doing the Queen's Child Project?
Yo, you know what's funny? That's the inside joke. Niggas been calling me Rashad Tate. I hate it.
Oh shit, man. Power coming back soon, man. Oh man. All right. We're on the topic of Compton.
Oh, so,
oh what?
I hung out with fucking the brothers from Power, Chicago Force.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that, bro. That was fucking funny. Cause Jannard is really like Jannard, bro. He was just wow.
Was this at your event or this you just said in general?
No, this is the night before. Remember I text y'all.
Like, oh, that's right, out. That's right. Yeah.
And I was like, well, oh, actors hang out? I was so thrown off. Oh, because I was with my man Quincy from Snowfall.
Right, yes.
Yeah. So yeah, and I was like, he's like, oh yeah, you know what's the name from Power? So I'm like, yeah, cool. Then the brother that got out of jail came in, Diamond. And I'm Diamond. Like, this is random. And then I turn and guess who it is? These women move out of the way. It's the nigga that OD'd in P-Valley. The nigga that had fentanyl. The manager.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
He was there. I'm like, nigga, what is this Zeus TV meetup?
Stars, man. He went to the stars.
Stars, bro. That shit was fucking funny, though.
That's going to do it for us here at Bomb. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in, getting all that extra content, exclusive content for our subscribers. If you didn't want to wait a whole week to get the full episode, if you're a Patreon member, you would have got it immediately the first day. So again, patreon.com/countthedings. For Big Dur, for Black Trey, I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers. Merry New Year!